This weekend at the Blue Llama Club in downtown Ann Arbor, it's pianist Annie Milne and his group Unison and vocalist LaTanya Hall making their area debut together, and they're joining us now via the phone. Good afternoon to both of you, and hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Michael.
All righty. Fantastic, fantastic. Thanks for taking some time. I know as working musicians you've got always busy schedules and whatnot, so thanks for taking some time to talk with us today. Saturday night, 7 and 9:30, just the basics. Saturday night, 7 and 9:30, two shows, Blue Llama Jazz Club, downtown Ann Arbor. More information, tickets, whatnot, BlueLlamaClub.com. And congratulations to both of you for the release of a new project, LaTanya Hall, and also to Andy Milne, big honor with the Juno Award. We'll talk about that in a few. The new record is called Say Yes, LaTanya Hall. And if I'm reading this right, this is also the debut on record, or at least released record, Andy, of the trio Unison. Is that right?
That's correct. It's sort of a joint birth, if you will, or a rebirth or something. Twins.
There you go. Well, now, the trio, you, John Hebert, and Clarence Penn, have a project set for release in a couple of months, which we should be looking forward to.
Yeah, we're going to be a new record coming out in April that I actually just sent off to the label yesterday. So it's kind of like two sides of a coin in a way, because the music that we perform as a trio is sort of a different part of my musical persona and subsequently the trio than what we do with LaTanya. And it's an interesting compliment, because when LaTanya wanted to do this record, I had just started forming this trio and been thinking about trio material. And I guess in the initial stages, I think I imagined what I was going to do with the trio was maybe more going to more closely align with what material wise what LaTanya was going to be doing. And then I discovered over time that there was actually sort of these two faces to what I wanted to be able to explore with the trio. So it's a nice compliment to how I guess I see my vision for playing in that smaller setting, to be able to play the material that we've done and arranged with LaTanya singing through as a through line through that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how lucky am I that I get to work with three of the greatest musicians on the scene today, that I got them to play on my record. So it's a win-win all around.
Yeah, not purely a happy accident, but it wasn't something that was like planned. We're going to do A, B, C, D, this is it. It kind of happened organically, I'm thinking here.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
You know, the timing of it, you know, is all kind of, you never know how things are going to transpire when you're moving to the next thing in your creative life, and with the timing of people's schedules and just what pops into your head. And so it's being able to pivot and make, I guess, smart choices that make musical sense and feel compelling and rewarding, you know, at the same time.
All of that. Smart choices, compelling. I like that. There you go. I like that thinking. Well, the title is a great introduction. Say Yes, very positive. The repertoire is very interesting. You've got Great American Songbook pieces.
Mm-hmm.
LaTanya, you've got some great jazz standards, some well-known pieces.
Yep.
And then some lesser-known pieces, including the set opener, what I call the opening track. You stumped me. This is a Nat Adderley piece, I Don't Know, All You Need to Say. Now, is that a piece with a lyric to a piece I may know?
Well, it was actually it was on the Nancy Wilson Cannonball Adderley record as an instrumental.
So I never play it, because I'm always playing the vocals.
Right. And most people don't play that particular instrumental. And then I think lyrics were written to it in 1992. And I discovered the song probably 10 years ago with the lyrics, and I knew that it was something that I wanted to recreate. A lot of the tunes on the records are actually started out as instrumentals and had lyrics added later.
Mm-hmm. Right. Whisper Not would be an example.
Yep, yeah. Whisper Not, Well You Needn't.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Panonica, all were instrumental tunes and had lyrics added later.
Kind of cool that Thelonious Monk's repertoire has kind of got a whole new life. Not that it was hurting. I mean, it's not. Everybody plays Monk now. For a while, and no one was playing Monk. Now everybody plays Monk, but now people are playing, and vocalists are interpreting his music.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that started with Carmen McRae or.
Well, that would be a big boost.
Well, that was. Yeah. She's the one that inspired me. So yeah. I know that she's a huge inspiration for a lot of vocalists out there.
So give us. Kind of like an insight of what a performance with Unison and you is like. Do you have everything planned out? Are you going to call some things just by surprise, whatnot? How do you approach a live set with LaTanya and Unison? Open question.
Open question. Who wants to go first?
You go first, then.
Well, I would say, you know, it depends on the context. If it's more about, like, we did a show in New York at the first sort of CD release concert last month, and that was really playing the record in mm-hmm. a way with a couple of trio pieces sort of sprinkled in there, and sometimes it's the sort of opposite where it's like maybe more about the trio, and then halfway through or a third of the way through. I kind of introduced LaTanya to the audience, and so we have those two kind of ways in which we can travel with the music, and I guess making those tune choices is usually a set list, mm-hmm. Just sort of there's clarity, you know, but then sometimes you may just change it because we got into it and realized, oh, we don't need that one, and we're running up on time, so you just omit something or you skip over, or you just say, hey, we're done now.
Yeah.
You know, but we usually, it depends on the context of sort of how we are presenting the groups in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And you're both not strangers. This isn't a new environment for you. You've both attended shows or been to the Blue Llama or had an opportunity to play or sit in or whatever?
I went for the first time last week.
Okay.
To hear, was Jeff Keys on it?
Yep, Jeff Keyser.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were both in the crowd, and I was like kind of like in a rush. I'm like, well,
we missed you,
I'll catch up with you, yeah. Yeah.
But what a beautiful space, and it sounds great.
Yeah,
which is of course the most important thing for us. You know, is we want to be able to play someplace that really makes the music sound great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, this is my first time playing there actually.
Okay.
But I've been there several times as I since it opened, and I'm now sort of a more or less an Ann Arbor resident. I still kind of reside back and forth between New York and Ann Arbor, but it's.
I was going to ask. Yeah. So about your time here in Ann Arbor, what accounts for that? I mean, other than the marvelous weather we have, which, of course, everyone comes to Michigan for this marvelous weather. What accounts for us being so lucky to have you around town?
Well, I had the fortunate, timely opportunity to accept a position at the University of Michigan. So, I mean,
I was not aware. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So I started there a year ago, a little over a year ago, and I was sort of commuting, so I was really not much of a resident. I was sort of coming in, teaching a bunch, and then going back to New York and teaching and gigging and whatnot. And then in the beginning of this year, halfway through last semester, I started to more or less reside, but I still didn't really have a home until this late part of this past summer.
Okay. So are you teaching, is this improvisation or is this piano or?
Both.
Okay, fantastic, yeah. Fantastic. Well, congratulations. Great to
Thank
have you.
You.
Great
yeah.
to have you here. LaTanya, I wanted to ask you, I know that you're a multi-talented artist. You've done some acting, or is this something that, are you still, you know, as an agent, you wait until the agent to call you to get auditions and whatnot, or is having this new record out, I'm like, I'm singing, I'm working with Unison, or are you keeping all options open?
You know, I mean, acting was a phase of my life. I did it for many years.
Okay.
And, did many, many Law and Orders and The Sopranos and One Life to Live and a whole bunch of that kind of stuff. But my heart always resided with the music. So for the last probably 10 years, it's been a full diet of music.
Okay.
For the last 8 years, I've been touring with Steely Dan. In addition to teaching, I teach at Oberlin Conservatory.
Okay.
and also doing my own music.
Well, you got enough on your plate there.
I do indeed.
You got enough on your plate there. Once again, the new record by LaTanya Hall is titled Say Yes. It's on Blue Canoe, Blue Canoe Records. It features Andy Milne and Unison. Andy Milne, John Hebert, and Clarence Penn, who has a Detroit connection. Nice to have a Detroit-connected musician. 7 and 9:30 Saturday night at the Blue Llama Jazz Club. We're looking forward to seeing that. I'm gonna make an effort to make it down. Well, hey, thanks for taking some time with us. Congratulations on the new record, Say Yes. LaTanya Hall's a new one out on Blue Canoe. And look for a new project coming out in the spring with Unison. But before I let you go, because I know we're all busy traveling and whatnot, congratulations and huge congratulations to you, Andy. Andy Milne and Dap Theory, The Seasons of Being, a fantastic, fascinating, inspiring record. The Juno Award-winning Jazz Album of the Year. Do I have that, the category right?
Yeah, I think the technical term is a Jazz Album of the Year colon group.
Group, crap, that's something like that.
Which is a little less interesting to roll off the tongue, so I've neglected to put colon group in there often because there's technically, I think, for our Jazz Album of the Year for an artist, and then that's how they designate or solo or something.
The
like
Junos,
that.
The Junos, for those of you who are not aware, these are the music industry awards in Canada. So the huge, the Canadian Grammy, so to speak. I always
As I like to say, the Grammy is like the American Juno.
The American Juno. I like it. There you go. I like it. The band Dap Theory, which has had a couple of different shifts over the years. Dap Theory has been around, we're like closing in on a little more than a decade, 12 years now? Is it long?
Oh, actually more like 2 decades.
Whoa! No, you're way too young. No. You don't have those 2 decades. Yeah. So that's
kind of started that group in I guess the first record came out in 1999 with a whole bunch of Y2K themes.
Yeah, okay. I have to dig this up now. Yeah. Well, some of us are getting older. I'm not quite sure how that happened. We're like, wait a minute, Andy Milne's Dap Theory is 2 decades old. Well, congratulations. This has got to be very, very gratifying to have like this kind of world. When did you hear about the nomination?
I heard about the nomination on my birthday. We were doing a concert at Dizzy's in New York in January on my birthday, on the 29th, and I got the notification that morning, and I was sitting there and said, I think I just got nominated. Like, I was trying to determine whether I was just reading information incorrectly, and then I realized, oh, no, this actually happened. Wow, that's really cool. And so that was really exciting, just even for that piece of it, because the album had been nominated for consideration in the Grammys that had happened, a couple months earlier than that. So when I got the nomination for the Juno, I was really excited, and I thought, oh, okay, for sure, we're going, you know. And then the funny thing was that a small community, so all the fellow nominees are good friends, and so we had a really wonderful time just socializing that weekend. But it was an extraordinary honor to win that. It was a heartfelt thing for me. That project it sort of took a while to get it completed because I had to sort of put things on pause for a second because I was battling cancer for a moment. And ironically, the album was really about wellness in my kind of effort to sort of overcome all that without knowing that when I was making it. So when getting that honor was really it was a big boost and real lift and a wonderful acknowledgement, because I was very happy with how that, I guess, all tied together in terms of my own personal journey, you know.
Mm-hmm. In the essay, not the essay, but the paragraph where you on the liner note, the project developed, and I'm quoting here, out of my desire to explore the intersection of healing and music. That intersection of healing and music. Have you done, you know, work, or you follow research on, you know, music therapy and that sort of stuff?
I do. When I can squeeze it in, I'm actually trying to do some with colleagues across disciplines at the university at the moment as well.
Oh, fantastic.
But
oh.
What I had done for that record was mostly, you know, drawing upon kind of, I guess, I wouldn't say it's anecdotal, but it's maybe anecdotal from the point of view of the typical research environments.
I gotcha.
So I was using, you know, the diagnostic principles of homeopathic healing to inform how I was understanding writing for each person in the group,
mm-hmm.
and learning stuff about them that they didn't know they were revealing. It was kind of a fun journey to sort of have that as a backdrop for what I was writing for them.
Yeah. We're going to post this interview online, and I'm going to post the album covers for both Say Yes and for The Seasons of Being. I got to ask you about the here's a record that's about the intersection of healing and music, and you have this fantastic graphic of all, I'm a dog person, in case you
know.
You kind of knew where this was going, maybe.
Yeah.
But you have all these amazing and very diverse breed of dogs. Was there something about, because therapy dogs? Am I just reading something into it there?
You read something really wonderful into it. I didn't even think about that. No, yeah. It was honestly, when you start making a cover for a CD, sometimes you have a really clear idea, and other times you're sort of throwing ideas around with a graphic designer and something emerges, and maybe you may even make a turn halfway through. But in this case, I had dogs on the brain because LaTanya is also a big lover of the doggies. And and so I had surprised
I knew there
her.
Was something I liked about you.
Yeah.
I'm a bit obsessed with dogs.
Totally cool. Yeah.
It's totally cool. Well, you love it, Michael. Well, I had surprised her for Valentine's Day that year when I was working on the design and taking her to the Westminster Dog Show.
She
had never been before. So we had dogs on the brain around the time I was doing the design. And so at some point I pivoted and thought what I had originally been thinking for the cover just wasn't going to translate. And then all these dogs were in my mind, and I started having this wonderful conversation with the designer about it. And it shifted to that. And I was really happy with it because, that's maybe a happy accident in that case, because it's orbiting, but you don't know that you're going to grab it.
Very good. Very good. Well,
like a healing dog thing.
That's it. Healing. No, the therapy dog. So I've known more than a few therapy dogs. So,
yeah.
Hey, I got to tell you, this has been a real treat. Really looking forward to the show tomorrow. Once again, the new record from LaTanya Hall is titled Say Yes. It's on Blue Canoe Records. Andy Milne and Damp Theory, the Juno Award-winning jazz record of any category. The Seasons of Being. The Seasons of Being is the title of the record. It's out on Sunnyside. I believe the new upcoming Unison will be on Sunnyside as well. Did I read that
yes.
right? Okay.
Yes, it's called The Remission.
Okay, we will look forward to that. Andy Milne and Unison, LaTanya Hall. Saturday night, Blue Llama Jazz Club, 7 to 9:30. For complete information, tickets, reservations, all that good stuff, BlueLlamaClub.com. Hey, thanks to both of you for taking some time. We look forward to seeing you at the Blue Llama on Saturday night.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael.